Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, good morning. Let's get to it, my friends. I got it together for you. Okay, the book. Every show is a book. This book you got to go out and get. It's called The Stress of Life by Hans Selye. S-E-L-Y-E. Hans Selye. Famous, famous landmark book. It changed the world's perception of stress. We're going to talk about stress today. And I want to move this concept from the layman's concept, which is stress at work, stress in relationships, stress in life. I want to make it functional in your physiology because stress is disease. Stress is disease on the way. Everyone's stressed. And on that level, everyone's diseased. Maybe not yet. But by the time you get the symptom, by the time you get the disease, you have succumbed to the ravages of stress. But that's not going to make any sense to you unless you really understand the foundation. So first, we back it up with the book. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc, get the book. I want you to get educated. All right. Hans Selye, director of the Institute of Experimental Medicine and Surgery at the University of Montreal, author of 32 books, and more than 1,500 technical articles. The book, a landmark in explaining what stress is, and then my job, what you can do about it. So, a functional understanding of stress. What does stress do to your organs? And you sit there at your breakfast, and you ache, and you hurt. And one of your organs, or most of your organs, or some of your organs are screaming, "Help me." Those organs are under what we call stress. And as that stress builds up, okay, your body starts giving you messages in the form of symptoms. Now, this stress is not just mental. It's also biochemical. If you drive a truck, if you work in construction, if you're a lawyer, you have to understand that mental stress, okay, is not the only stress you're exposed to. You're exposed to chemical stress. That is stress from toxic chemicals that certain occupations expose you to more than others. So a construction guy is going to have a little bit more chemical stress usually than a librarian or a lawyer. And perhaps a lawyer might have a little bit more mental stress than a construction guy. You don't know, but you get the point. Now, a third type of stress is what we call biomechanical stress. You don't think in these terms. Biomechanical stress, that's the stress that comes from the wear and tear on the body from physical types of work. So a heavy-duty construction worker, an athlete, is going to have lots of biomechanical stress. And if you're a construction guy, chemical stress, while a teacher may have more mental stress. Now, here's the secret, and this is the point. Whether your stress is biochemical, mental, or biomechanical, that's the wear and tear from physical action. Here's the secret. To the body, it's all the same. To the cells of your organ system, they are all screaming about what stress is doing to them. Now, a healthy young body employs hundreds of counter mechanisms through the endocrine system, the glandular system, to the ravage of stress. That's the adrenal glands, the thyroid gland, the ovaries, the hypothalamus, which I think not enough people understand, the pituitary, even the liver, we can understand as an endocrine gland. So that your tired, partially destroyed organ is regenerated back to normal function. So that every cell in your body, damaged under this constant pounding hurricane of stress, can return to 100% normal function. But the question is, what happens to your cells when the body's ovaries, testes, adrenals, thyroid, hypothalamus, pituitary are tired and they're not just doing their job anymore? That's when you come into my office and you say, I just feel old. I don't really have a disease. I just feel burned out. Doc, I'm not really sick, but it just seems like something's changed and I can't put my finger on it. Now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you what to do about this relentless hurricane of stress. Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery. Anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye. Okay, guys. We're going to get to the teaching segment now. I want you to think of a young, healthy cell as a big, juicy green grape, just sitting there in the sun, just perfect. And then some bug comes along and starts picking away at the skin of the grape. That skin is the membrane of your cell. And again, if you hit the website, straighttalk.cc, you're going to see pictures of this. So the skin of this grape, ravaged by this mental stress, right? You've got a live piece of fruit being pecked on by a bug. It's being cannibalized. That's mental stress. And then the bug injects its beak and injects an enzyme to break through the skin of the grape. That's a toxin, toxic stress, right through the skin of this poor grape. And then we watch the grape get older faster. It's not the grape we pick, right? That grape is older. It gets older faster. It starts to shrivel. When we pick our grapes, we might pass it over. And then that toxic grape falls to the ground and gets partially crushed as it hits a rock on the ground. Now there it is. Mental stress, chemical stress, biomechanical stress. Life in a nutshell. Now here's the point. When the skin, this is what you got to get. When the skin of cell or organ or grape starts to tear. And that's what it's doing. It's starting to tear. And as it tears, it leaks fluid. Every cell of your body in every split second of the day is under attack like this. And it's always beginning to leak fluid. Some damage to the membrane begins to leak out the inside of the grape, that liquidy gooey part. There's a hole in the membrane of the cell. And this is a big moment because it initiates a cascade of inflammatory cells to the rescue. And this is the beginning of inflammation in the body. It's the beginning of what you feel as just, I don't know, what's the word? Gooey, sticky, old, creaky, more irritated, not just you. You don't know what it is. It's not a disease, but you know, you're different. You've changed. That's when you live in an inflammatory state. There's too much damage at the surface of the cell that's not being counterbalanced. And you name it. It starts right there in that moment, no matter what symptom you're dealing with. Look up Time Magazine, go to your computer, Google up Time Magazine issue on inflammation. Last year, they did a whole front cover on inflammation as the cause of disease. You bet it is. Even Time knows. We all know. We've got to get the public to understand where disease begins. If we can stop it there, we stop the decay of the cell. We stop the symptom before it becomes a symptom. They ran the whole front cover on this topic. Simple point. Mental, chemical, physical stress tears a cell's membranes, resulting in leakage of that inner fluid, and this initiates the inflammatory response. And that's why God gave you a hormonal system, a glandular system, to counter the inflammation and then at Godspeed repair the cell. There it is in a nutshell. The whole glandular system, from the adrenals to reduce the inflammation, to the ovaries and testes to rebuild the cell, to the thyroid to get the job done on time, then there's the hypothalamus. People don't get the hypothalamus. It's more complicated. It's more important. It's really more important. The hypothalamus is up in the brain, scanning the body at light speed. It's got an electrochemical system. Electro, as in electricity, as in light speed, and I do mean light speed. It scans the body to locate which grape needs help, which grape in God's tree. I love those analogies. You see? I don't really come to them from a religious standpoint. I study as a scientist, and then I exalt God. That's really when it sticks to the ribs, or at least in my life, that's how it happened. So this hypothalamus scans the body at light speed to locate the problem and finds which grape is in need, and then passes electrochemically a message to another little gland right next to it, just below it, called the pituitary. And from the pituitary, we pass on this direct electrochemical command to the correct gland. So we've got this feedback loop going on, this exquisite feedback loop, which I tell you we barely understand. We scratch the surface at this. But what happens when we burn out? And this is the point. What happens when we burn out or deplete the hormonal, glandular, neuroendocrine? Big names for the same word. Hormonal, glandular, neuroendocrine system. What happens when we deplete that? And now I think you're getting the picture. You see, you may not be sick. You just don't feel like you anymore. And head trauma, I have to do a whole segment on head trauma. Because that hypothalamus is up in your head. And when that head's been traumatized in physical accidents, or your bite is extremely misaligned, or you lose too many of your teeth, and that's for openers, the hypothalamus starts to fall asleep. It starts acting stupid. When you don't get enough sleep over a long enough time, and we have hypothalamic depletion, it stops scanning. When you hear of herbs like Gold 360, like amla, like flower pollen and these things, this is to awaken the hypothalamic intelligence. This is a big deal. But even those herbs are useless when what? And you should know this if you listen to Dr. Bob's show. After head trauma, that hypothalamus can't even receive the herb. So you see how things fit together. Now, if this depletion to the cell, this inflammatory stress, and again, inflammation, biochemical, free radical damage, radiation from the cell phone, mental stress, you name it. If this depletion goes on too long, then the cell is forced to adapt, and it may suffer from loss of function. And that's what disease is. Cellier understood that. Get the book. Stress causes an adaptive response from the cell. And that adaptation implies loss of function of the cell or the organ. That's why you're sitting there in pain. And eventually that adaptation, it will become worse disease if you don't stop it. And that's the story. Disease, any disease is a loss of function of an organ by adaptation of a cell to the long-term ravage of stress. Now, what do you do? I'm going to get to an herbal kit later. Herbs work. I'm an herbalist. I love to use herbs. You guys understand that part of this is about what plants, exquisitely grown and cultivated and processed or not processed, can do for you. But never, ever, ever forget basics. And when you talk about the hormonal system, never forget basics. If you don't have basics, you don't have anything. You've got to have the foundations of understanding and lifestyle. Lifestyle change sometimes. Or you only get to second base and you want the home run. You want to really feel a difference at 60 years old. Okay? Because we have a new perception, right? You're 60, you're looking for a second life, a second career. Right? It's not just about sitting in a chair and retiring. It's about starting a second business. It's about having the health to enjoy your dream. So, first is, are you getting your sleep? Now, I got to do a whole show on sleep, but you have to get your sleep. So, right now, if you're listening and you're getting your 5 hours and you're still tired, get 7. Do it. If you're crazy with work, if you're as busy as the president, get your sleep anyway. Give yourself just one thing. One thing. If there's one thing I could tie as a doctor, as a common link to all the people I've ever seen get sick, I mean real sick, even more than their emotion, and that amazes me, even more than their negative emotion, is they stopped getting their sleep. I've asked myself this so many times. What's the link? Sleep. It's number one, arguably number two, but I'm going to call it number one. And it's because we didn't get the extra 2 hours. Cut out anything. Indulge in anything. But don't miss that extra hour of sleep, because that's when that hypothalamus falls asleep itself. And it will not identify, okay, that troubled little cell. So sleep number one. Now, number two, just as important, but not quite, but real close, is protein deficiency. How could we be protein deficient in the US of A? You see, we're meat eaters, most of us, but we've got a vegetarian movement that we need to take a look at. But even if we eat meat, we destroy the meat as we burn it. And we burn it and overcook it and high heat cook it and then don't digest it, so we don't get it anyway. Organic, hormone-free, grass-fed, beyond organic, beef, bison, lamb, fish, fowl. In your diet, preferably low heat cooked. Now you got to go to my website, straighttalk.cc, straighttalk.cc. Why? I can't cover it all in the show. It's impossible right now. We'll move this show to a 2-hour segment eventually, and then I can get more in. But right now, you got to go to the website for the references. Where do you get great organic bison, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? But if you're burning your meat, if you're cooking it too much, you're not digesting it anyway. And yes, digestive enzymes help wonderfully. They do. But you know what? They don't help enough. Okay? I eat it rare. I assure you, Dr. Bob eats it rare. I assure you that you're going to find it extremely assimilable and pleasant in your belly. And I don't want to get into the vegetarian debate. I'm not here to argue. I'm here to present perspective. So if you're vegetarian, just be careful. I find others find too many vegetarians are amino acid depleted. Relevance to the show, you cannot build the testes, okay, if you're amino acid depleted. The ovaries, the adrenal gland, you can't do it. It's difficult. And as I think we're all finding, the vegetable and fruit of today is not the vegetable and fruit or grain of yesterday. The soil is not as fertile. We have a problem with that. So even if in the past we could pull it off, we got to be real careful today. The animal protein is infinitely more concentrated per unit gram. Topic for another show. What about radiation? Nothing is worse. You sit on that electric seat, those testes fry on the electric seat of the car every day. Yes, get the cell phone protectors. Call the order line and pick those up if you're exposed to a lot of that electromagnetic radiation, because few things are more pivotal in what it takes to deplete the hormonal system. The stress to the body from radiation will burn the endocrine system out so much faster. The electric car seat, the hair dryer, the electrical appliance like the jackhammer you use at work in construction, or all the electric tools we do in the garage there when we fix things, the microwave oven, the computer. Okay? Now, the data that's been compiled to back these claims up is tremendous. This should not be up for debate. It's staggering if you assemble it in its depth and accuracy. So what do you do? Well, here's number five. What do you do about this? Because it does fit your description. Number five, to help restore your hormonal balance, your glandular health, you take moderate doses of adaptogenic herbs. This should be in everybody. After the age of 50, you just do this. You have to understand it's not about do you have adrenal stress or not. It's about do you use the divine plant to compensate us for the burden of our stress? That's simple. I put together a program for you and a price, and I designed it. I'm going to do it differently now. I don't want to do those ads. I don't like ads. I truly designed it to deliver a powerful synergistic effect on your well-being. It's 6 bottles of Reishi, 6 bottles of adrenal complex at the dosages I've recommended to last you 1 month. 1 month of power, stamina, vitality, mental, physical well-being. $189.99. That's the price we sell for the case. So I twisted some arm, and that's the case price for 6 adrenal and 6 Reishi. If you order today, Saturday, the shipping's free. But here's the thing. Don't look in your cabinet and say, oh, I have a bottle of Reishi and I have a bottle of adrenal and I already did this, because I guarantee you, you didn't do what I'm asking you to do in the way I'm going to ask you to do it. And that's where my staff comes in Santa Monica. Let Rachel, Joanna, Jolene, and Carla explain how I want you to dose this stuff in. 310-320-1132. 310-320-1132. Talk to them about the program. Get to know them. They're exquisitely trained. Talk to them about anything. Now, I've dosed the Reishi at 9 capsules per day, twice a day. And the adrenal at 6 capsules twice a day. That's what you call a therapeutic dose. So I want to introduce another term now. Therapeutic dose. You know what that is? That's a dose that you're going to feel. You're really going to feel it. And you have to understand, okay, how to do it. And that's what the girls will take care of. It's a dose, I promise you, it will deliver what I said. Okay? All right, when I get back from break, I want the phones to ring. Anything you want to discuss, Straight Talk Live, Dr. Vincent Medici. Let's take a break. Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711.
That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery. Anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Medici wants to thank everyone for listening to his show. And of course, you'll want to know how to make an appointment with the maestro yourself. If you're facing a health issue and need an expert orchestrator who can get to the underlying causes, then all you need to do is go to straighttalk.cc and click on Make an Appointment. Rachel or Joanna will call, get your appointment booked, and take the necessary initial health information. If you don't have a computer, feel free to call them directly at 310-320-1132. 310-320-1132. Dr. Medici spends several hours initially getting to know you and understanding your health concerns. His healing methods are about quality of health as opposed to quantity of patients. Your health experience at the Premier Center will be different than any other doctor's office visit, guaranteed. To make your appointment, submit a request online at straighttalk.cc or by calling 310-320-1132.
Okay, guys, we're going to go to the phones. I've got Tracy from Marietta. And Tracy, she's 23. She's got a 23-year-old son that's 6'2", 250 pounds, and he can't lose weight around his waist. He's exercising a lot, working out with a trainer, and not losing weight. Tracy, how are you? Hello? Tracy, can you hear me? No, you can't. All right. What happened? We don't know. We're going to go to Claire from Woodland Hills in her 70s. Macular degeneration. Doctors just tell her to go home, and she may go blind. What can she do? Hi, this is Claire. Hi, Claire. All right, we're playing Ghost. All right, hang on 1 second. Let me ask my screener.
Hi, Jeff. Yeah. Don't have anybody online? I'm pressing the buttons. No one's coming on.
Just bear with us. Hi, is this Tracy? All right, I'm going to have to...
No, it's not.
Is this Claire?
No, I just barely dialed.
You barely dialed? Well, we're having one of those crazy days. This is Dr. Medici. This is Straight Talk. How can I help you?
My husband's 86, and he had
God bless him.
Four bypass.
He had a quadruple bypass surgery, right?
Yes, and we need to know how to...
Well, let me ask you, how's he feeling since he's had the quadruple bypass? When did he have the quadruple bypass?
Excuse me. I'm trying to get away from the radio.
You take your time.
He had it in September.
One, okay, when they cut through the bones of his chest to do this, it's going to create a scar. And that scar becomes 50% of the problem post-surgically.
Yeah, I mean, he's got, you know, the regular one in the chest and then down both legs.
Okay, so one of the things he's going to need to do is get what we call the med body packs. You can call the order line later. That's, you know, the number. And that's in Santa Monica. Talk to the girls. And they'll instruct you how to apply the clay to his chest and his hands. And they'll give you a sequence to do so we can start to counterbalance the effect of the scar. Again, for you guys in the listening audience, when you have a cut through the body or you break a bone in surgery or you cut deep into flesh, you're twisting the connective tissue. That's called the fascia.
Huh?
And that fascia is like skin, but you don't see it. It's on the inside of your body. It wraps around your organs. And when you cut into the skin or the fascia around the organ, it twists.
Ooh.
And when it twists, it post-surgically, it starts to compromise the nerve flow, the arterial flow, the venous drainage, and the lymphatic. All the highways in and out of the organ become compromised because the result of surgery twists the connective tissue. And this is the purpose of putting that clay on, to unravel the rat's nest that occurs in the connective tissue post-surgically. This is one thing that's going to be very important. The second thing that's very important is to understand that your husband's arteries clogged up for a reason, and that reason is related to diet.
Well, he's been on Dr. Marshall's, and in fact, he was angry because he says, why did this happen to me when I've been on this, you know, Dr. Marshall and all this stuff?
Well, you know, that's a great, great, great point. And here's the thing. He shouldn't be angry. And the reason is, you know, we can get only so much education on the radio show. And honestly, I can tell you, you hear me on this show all the time. I can talk for 5 hours on any one of these topics easily and still not get enough education. So unless you get under sometimes specialized care, it's really, really difficult. So sometimes the show will point you in the direction, and that's the best we can do. And it really, really and truly is. But here's the thing. The diet, okay, the diet becomes very, very important. And if the diet does not have enough of the essential fatty acids, the raw fats, then it keeps the blood too sticky. So one of the things you're going to do is you're going to make sure that any fat that's put into the body is a healthy fat. And there's a great book called Fats That Kill, Fats That Heal by Udo Erasmus, and they get into that. Now, Healthline has a supplement called EFA oil, and that's got the omegas.
He's taking that.
Well, you want to bring that up to a good tablespoon a day.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, you see. Capsule dose that would bring it up to actually a tablespoon a day.
Okay.
I think you'd be up at about 12 capsules a day, distributed equally through the day. Second thing is you've got to get him, okay, some degree of cayenne into the body.
Oh, okay.
And there's something called cardiocytin. It's called cardiocytin. It's got a little bit of garlic, a little bit of cayenne. And at a small dose, say a teaspoon a day, it'll allow the fat in the blood, the sticky fat, to stay separated. So it's less likely to do what often happens in the years after congestive heart, after you get a quadruple bypass, and that is that the plaque just builds up again over 5 to 6 to 7 years.
Yes, we know people have had it twice and three times.
See, that's the thing. Okay, that's the thing. It often comes back as the plaque starts to build up because we haven't gotten to the original problem.
Oh.
So you want to bring the cardiocytin in because the cardiocytin is going to start to dissolve the sticky fat in the blood. That's what garlic will do. That's what cayenne will do. And that makes it a lot more difficult to actually build up in the blood then. Okay. Now, did he have a history of smoking?
No. He has a history of being very healthy.
Okay.
No smoking.
Has he ever had any digestive issue?
Oh, yes. He's been on Dr. Marshall's digestion for 20 years.
Okay. Does he have any digestive issues, though?
Oh, yes.
What kind are they?
Well, I don't know. That's part of it, but diarrhea. I mean, not diarrhea, but loose stool.
Okay.
And burping and belching.
Okay, so if you listen to the show, burping, belching, one of the things that burping and belching means is the gallbladder is plugged. Now, we did a show on the gallbladder, and I hope the audience is getting this. We did a show on the gallbladder a couple of weeks ago. If the gallbladder doesn't work, then the fat builds up in the blood too rapidly. So I can already tell you that one of the things that drove this problem is because the fat that we would have pulled out of the blood so that it didn't build up on the arteries of the heart, that fat built up because the gallbladder couldn't handle the fat load. And we already know that because the burping and the belching, so on and so forth, is so typical of a plugged up gallbladder. So what I want you to do is I want you to call the order line after this and speak to any one of the girls and get on the mini liver flush.
Liver flush. Oh, okay.
But it's a little one. It's a gentle one just for him. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And if he does this, okay, he's going to start to reduce the burping and the belching, and he's going to keep the blood cleaner faster so it doesn't stick to the inside of the artery. It just drains out of the body, okay?
Okay.
Now, you can call us back right after the show if I haven't answered enough of this, and I'll get into it a little bit more deeply. But in the meantime, call the order line so at least we can get you started, okay?
All right.
And good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you, too, for your... position.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I need it. Okay. I love those kinds of questions. We've got, see here, Gayla, and she eats a lot of salmon, and there were some comments I made last week that blew her mind. I wonder what that means. Let's find out. Hi, is this Gayla? Hi, is this Gayla? Hi, is this Gayla? Hello?
I'm on the phone with you. Can you hear me?
Hi, is this Gayla?
Yeah.
Fantastic. You see, you eat a lot of salmon, and then comments last week just blew your mind.
Well, blew me and the salmon out of water. In other words, you made me refrain until I could get a clarification.
Well, what would you? What's the clarification?
Okay, do I have to eat it like sushi? Because then salmon's out of the question. In other words, I don't eat raw fish except tuna out of a can.
Well, here's the thing. One of the things you can do, okay, if you don't want to do sushi. Is first of all, you want to steam the fish.
Okay.
So you steam the salmon. Now, if you steam it, okay, it's going to be infinitely more digestible than if you're cooking it, say, or broiling it up at about 400 degrees. If it's in the can, it's impossible to digest.
No, I don't eat canned salmon, only canned tuna.
Okay.
Okay, getting back to the salmon.
Yes.
I get it at Whole Foods. They cut it. They grill it. Is that wrong?
Exactly, because when they grill it, it's going to be up at about 400 degrees Fahrenheit. But, you know, Gayla, the thing is this, and this is a theme in the show. If you put something in your stomach and it disappears really fast, you're digesting it beautifully. And if you take grilled salmon and you compare it to poached salmon, I promise you the poached salmon is going to disappear that much faster. And that means it's less stressful to your digestive tract.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, you see, people can tell you a lot of things, like me on the radio, but the idea here is to get your body to give you your answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so the concept is if you take grilled salmon, if you take poached salmon, and if you take salmon sashimi, let's just pretend it's someone else and they'll eat it, and you take that sashimi, 6 ounces of sashimi, will disappear in your belly a lot faster than 6 ounces of a poached salmon. And 6 ounces of poached salmon will disappear in your belly a lot faster than grilled salmon. And 6 ounces of grilled salmon would disappear in your belly a lot faster than somebody else eating the canned salmon. Now, what that's telling is obvious, right?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
The faster it disappears, the less stressful it is on your digestion. You need less digestive enzyme then.
Yeah.
you save more money. You see, we want to bring the digestive enzymes in to compensate us for these foods that we cook that we just can't possibly digest.
Right.
And again, the thing about salmon, as I mentioned, if you know, salmon's got a higher percentage of parasite in the raw flesh.
Huh.
Tuna, it's a different story.
Uh-huh.
Parasites don't like the flesh of tuna. They don't like the flesh of halibut. They don't uh-huh. like the flesh of yellowtail. But
okay,
they love
but
the
halibut. Is that high enough in omega-3 to help with
okay,
that?
Great question. Great question. Here's the thing.
Mm.
Yellowtail. Toro, which is called fatty tuna. Salmon. The fattier fishes,
mm-hmm.
if they're fresh, are where you're going to get your fatty acid help from.
Right.
And there is a difference between eating, and it's a difference I wish I could share with more people, of when you get, I've got a friend, he's actually an ex-patient. He goes up to Alaska, and he fishes at, in the river, not in the riverbeds, in the tributaries, just as it comes in to the river. And he brings ocean salmon to me, and he makes big steaks out of it.
Mm.
And when you eat the salmon, it's like cream in your mouth. The
yeah.
fats are so fresh that they're creamy. When you put a fat like that in your body, and that's how we used to eat regularly. So, you know, the quality of the fish that you bring in, Whole Foods, I think, is great. If it's possible to even get fresher fish.
Uh-huh.
From some of these stores, and you go to the farmers markets, you bring that grade of fresh fat up, and it just melts in your mouth, and so does the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you're really getting and digesting the omegas. So, you know, the fish or the food may have the omegas, but that we're digesting it into the body is another question. And the way you tell, you got it. So,
okay,
as far as fish.
Do you have a bottle of char? That's why I like the grills.
Say that again?
I say, in your bottles of pills and capsules, do you have something called char? I like that char flavor. That's why I get the salmon grilled. And I know.
No.
Yeah.
Well, this is what you can do. What you can do.
In my way.
Again, what you can do is. No, taste is important. I'm gonna spend a moment more now. Gilly, because you see, taste is important.
Yeah.
The whole problem with health food is it doesn't taste good half the time.
You're absolutely
so,
right.
So there's something called the charbroil. And one of the ways you do is you charbroil it rare. It's like a steak that you do black and blue.
Oh, so you're searing it.
You got it. Now okay. we're talking the sear.
Yeah.
So you get the char, and you get the smell of the char in.
Uh-huh.
And yes, the char can be a little carcinogenic. That's very true.
Yeah.
So there's another issue. But you see, health is cost-benefit. This is what people have to understand. Everybody's looking for the way to do it where there's absolutely no risk to anything.
They haven't made that yet.
We're never going to.
Exactly.
But if you have cost-benefit working for you,
uh-huh.
and you benefit more than it costs you, and you add up at the end of the day, that's what health is. It's a
right.
different perspective than this extremism, all right, that very often doesn't work. So if... To get you to eat good, fresh salmon,
mm-hmm.
you're going to char it, sear it.
If
you sear it, then you've got that nice, rare meat on the inside. You can have that char smell at least.
Yeah.
And then maybe you scrape some of it off, and you call it your best day.
Yeah, good deal.
All right, Gayla.
Sure, thank you for
wonderful question.
Allaying my fears.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's keep going. We're here with Miguela, and she's from La Crescenta. 2002, we had a hysterectomy, lots of problems with arthritic pain, and let's see if I can do this right. Hi, is this Miguela?
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for calling in. Can I ask, Miguela, how old are you?
I'm 54.
Okay. And we've had... Since the hysterectomy, we've had an increasing issue with arthritic pain and inflammation in the knuckles.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you're on a little bit of progesterone cream?
No.
Okay.
I refuse.
I'm sorry?
I refuse to have it. I am afraid.
Oh, no. No, no, not for a hysterectomy. Did they take the uterus and the ovaries?
Yes, both of them.
Okay, here is the thing. Now, you know this. Did you listen to the show last week?
Not really.
Okay, all right. Well, listen. The ovaries, you know, that's the male testes.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So when you don't have them, you can't make the hormone. And that hormone is progesterone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, your adrenal glands, which you still have, will make a little bit of the estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
But without the ovaries, you don't make any progesterone at all.
Okay.
And once you don't have enough circulating progesterone, you're going to have arthritic pain. You're going to have inflammation.
Oh.
Progesterone is a very, very, very powerful anti-inflammatory. It's God's anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is I want you to call the order line and speak to Rachel.
Okay.
Okay. And you tell her, Dr. Medici said that you got a problem, and what we've got to have to do, all right, is I want you to find, you're going to have to find a medical doctor,
uh-huh.
Okay, and we'll make a referral for you. You go to the medical doctor, and you ask them to give you biocompatible progesterone.
Okay.
All right, and if they give you the biocompatible, that's a healthy, natural progesterone,
uh-huh.
And you use it, all right, I guarantee you it's going to help the arthritis tremendously. As a single thing to tell you to do, by far, this is the most important thing. Okay?
Okay.
Now, number two, can you tell me, since that you've had the hysterectomy, is your urination changing? Are you urinating at night, getting up at night to urinate?
Yeah, I kind of, depends if I drink a lot of water more often than when I don't drink.
Okay.
Much.
Now, here's the thing. Once we have a hysterectomy, we're going to have a little hormonal deficit. Okay? So the progesterone cream will help you tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're getting up to urinate, you're not going to sleep straight. And that's going to hurt the regeneration of the hormonal system also.
Okay.
So what you want to do is not drink water at night so that you don't get up in the morning to urinate.
Okay.
Or what you do is there's something called multipollen. You ever hear of that? Multipollen, it's flower pollen.
Yes, okay.
And you take 3 capsules of that twice a day, and it'll start to tone up the bladder.
Okay.
Again, when people get a hysterectomy, the bladder doesn't have anything to attach to anymore. If the uterus is gone, the bladder kind of prolapses a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So once the uterus is gone, the bladder may be a little more difficult for the bladder to actually hold its urine. So if you bring the multipollen in at 3 caps twice a day,
mm-hmm.
and then you bring the progesterone cream in,
okay.
you're going to get less arthritis. If you don't drink water late, you're going to start to sleep better, and you will call me back on this show because you will have less arthritis. I will promise you that.
Okay.
The only last thing I can think of off the top, Miguela, is vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
Now, these solutions are inexpensive.
Okay.
But your vitamin D has to be up there at about 70, 80 nanograms per milliliter. So what does it mean? Are you doing vitamin D?
Once in a while, not all the time.
Okay. Here's the thing. When you go to your medical doctor and you get your blood tested.
Okay.
I want you to get your vitamin D measured.
Okay.
And your medical doctor, too, will tell you, at least the ones that read the recent research, will tell you if it's not up at about 70, 80 nanograms per milliliter. So forget the units. You just want to see that number.
Okay.
Okay. If it's not up high enough, you're going to be way more likely to have arthritic pain and inflammation.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
If you want to take a quick shot at it now, you get the vitamin D from Healthline,
mm-hmm.
and you take 6 drops of it, 6 little drops of it.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on a piece of protein, an egg,
mm-hmm.
a piece of steak, chicken, cheese, ice cream. It doesn't matter. You put it on that, and then you ingest those 6 drops in the food. If you do about 6 drops a day, you do the progesterone cream, you make sure you don't get up to urinate at night, you will feel better fast for very little money. Okay?
Okay, thank
you. If you want any of this repeated, just call the order line. That's 310-320-1132. Talk to Rachel or Joanna.
Okay.
They're listening to the show.
Okay, thank you very much.
Really nice to talk to you.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you. I'll take all the blessings I can get, believe me. Okay, where are we going to go next? It's 10:50. All right. I've got Tracy from Murrieta. All right, we tried before. Let's get Tracy from Murrieta. Let's see if we can do this right. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Hi, is this
Hello?
Tracy?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. Thanks for hanging in there. My board's a little crazy today. We've got tremendous wind up here. So if you're listening to the show, we're in a windstorm. The gusts are about 85 miles an hour. I'm way up in the mountains overlooking the ocean, and I think it's interfering with some of the phone lines. So thanks for your patience. Okay.
Your staff is amazing.
I'm sorry?
Your staff is amazing.
They're good people. I train them. They've been with me for a long time, and they know a lot. So thank you very much for saying that. All right, you have a 23-year-old son. He's 6'2", 250 pounds. He can't lose weight around his waist. He's exercising a lot, correct?
A lot,
okay.
With a trainer.
Okay. Number one, key, is he an O blood? Is his blood type O?
Yes.
I think I got it already. I just love having the experience to do this. Okay, he has got to cut out carbs. That's number one. And whether he's done it or not, he's got to do it.
Okay.
So do you know if he's engaged in any of those, you know, the zone diet, any of these things where he would really reduce his carb intake?
He has not.
Okay. He's got to.
Okay.
And the reason is this, in O blood especially, and there's a great book called Eat Right for Your Blood Type. Peter D'Adamo. Eat Right for Your Blood Type, Peter D'Adamo. Okay. Now, this guy, he's one of the main honchos up at a great naturopathic school up in Washington called Bastyr. And in the book, and not every part of the book is right, and if you're listening, you know, nobody's always right about everything. So the book was criticized on a lot of levels. But, Tracy, one thing it said was that if you're an O blood, and you eat carbohydrate, your body is going to have an insulin spike that's inappropriate, abnormal, way over the top. And that means once you get the insulin spike when you eat the carbohydrate, your body now, hormonally speaking, is overwhelmed by a message that says, do not burn fat. You will shut down all your fat-burning possibilities if you're an O blood and you're eating carbs. If you pull carbs out of the diet, that's when you'll start to see the fat come off fast. So number one, that's what I'm seeing. Does that ring a bell at all for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So sometimes people try that, Tracy, they try it. And for the first day or two, they don't have any energy. And they say, man, I can't work out. I'm giving up the carbs, but I can't function. You know what that is? The liver. The liver, Tracy, has an amazing capacity. It has an amazing capacity, okay, to, how do we say it? It's got an amazing capacity, all right, to use amino acids or proteins and fats to make sugar. The liver has, if you eat just a steak, the liver can take that steak, the amino acids, and produce blood sugar. But it has to do that over a period of weeks. In other words, if you eat a lot of carbs and you go cold turkey on carbs and you're just eating meat and fat like the Scarsdale diet or the Zone diet or a lot of the Atkins diet or somebody tells you to do that, all right, What you end up finding is you're weak for the first week or two. And the reason is the liver hasn't had enough time to learn how to remember once again, like the caveman, like the hunter-gatherer.
Right.
The liver hasn't had enough time to remember how to convert those amino acids or those fatty acids into blood sugar. But if you give it 2 days, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks, definitely by 3 weeks, all of a sudden you can eat the steak and eggs and you don't feel hungry, you don't feel tired, and you can go out there and burn fat. And that, more than any blood type there is what the O blood was meant to do. Now, that advice is gold, okay? If he does that, this is what he's got to incorporate, and he's got to understand it maybe a week or two before his body kicks in. Okay?
Sounds awesome.
If we haven't done that enough, you just call back the line, and we'll answer more questions after the show, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you for this.
Nice to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. Am I going to have a chance to take one more call here? I think I'm going to have to take the rest of my callers after the show. I think we'll do a little wind up here right now. Again, not a lot of colds for inflammation, so want to make sure I got the point across. All right. Inflammation. Every caller that's called in today for the heart problem. I have one for macular degeneration. I have one for atrial fibrillation. I have somebody with headaches. I had somebody with weight loss. These are inflammatory problems. You don't understand it as inflammatory. But what's happened is that the hello? Am I still on? Yeah. As inflammatory, what's happened is that the glandular system that we talked about earlier is being called in to compensate. And when it can't compensate, then you get more and more and more of a breakdown in the cell, in the organ, et cetera, et cetera. And ultimately, you're left with what? You're left with the beginning of a symptom all the way to quadruple bypass surgery, all the way to macular degeneration, all the way to atrial fibrillation, all the way to headaches, weight loss problems, all the way to disease. All right, so I'm going to leave you with this. Call the order line. Get hooked in to what the hormonal system is about when it starts to go in the right direction. Promise you, you'll feel better. Dr. Vincent Medici, I'm going to sign off right now. You guys have a good week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.